Willie shivered slightly as he got out of bed, doing his best not to make a sound. Grandpa would be mad if he caught him, and his dad... Well, he didn't want to think about his dad. Quietly, he pulled on the shirt, pants, and socks he'd hidden under the bed, and then grabbed his boots and hat before tiptoeing out of the room and down the hall past his dad's and Grandpa's bedrooms. He only let himself breathe after he'd passed both rooms and made it to the living room. He'd heard his dad and Grandpa fighting over some gathering taking place on their land on the other side of the rise that Willie could see from his bedroom window. It wasn't the gathering that had caught his curiosity, but the fact that his dad turned up his lip in a scowl whenever he mentioned it. Willie was curious to see what could make the person he loved most in the world act like that, especially when Dad and Grandpa had fought over whatever was happening. Willie pulled open the front door and then closed it behind him without making a sound. He sat on the porch steps and pulled on his boots before walking as quietly as he could out to the barn. The scent of hay, horses, and stalls reached his nose, and Willie inhaled deeply. That was the scent of home. Willie and his dad had come to live with Willie's grandpa about 6 months earlier, and now Willie never wanted to leave. The ranch was more a home to him than the house in the city had ever been, and he figured he could spend his whole life here. The scent of the barn, the stomp of the horse's hooves, the wind across the open land, all of it settled easily into his 15-year-old soul and told him this was where he belonged.
"Are you ready to go for a ride?"
Willie asked Midnight, an almost black gelding that had been his grandfather's birthday present to him 4 months ago. Midnight wasn't only his horse. Over the past few months, he'd also become Willie's best friend. He spoke to the horse softly, the way his grandfather had taught him. Midnight's ears perked up, and he leaned forward so Willie could stroke his nose.
"We're going for a ride, but you need to be quiet."
He didn't know why his father was angry about whatever was happening, but he knew his dad would tan his hide if they were caught. He got Midnight's blanket, saddle, and tack, then dressed the horse carefully and speedily before leading him out of the back of the barn. The first rays of the sun were just coloring the sky as he and Midnight set out across the land. Horse and rider had made this trip many times over the past 4 months. Willie knew every stone and clump of grass, but he waited until the light spread a little more in the sky before spurring Midnight on. He had heard Grandpa say the ceremony took place at dawn, and he wanted to be there to see it. They approached the rise as the light continued to build. The sun hadn't broken the horizon yet, but it was very close when he arrived at the top of the rise. People were gathering in the valley below, most arriving by pickup truck or car, but some on horseback. Willie dismounted and held Midnight's reins as he watched the forbidden gathering below. He really didn't see anything wrong, certainly nothing for his dad to get upset about. There were families and groups of people milling around and talking. A few of them pointed up at him, but most of them went about their business, and Willie simply stood in place and watched. After all, they were on his grandpa's land, and so was Willie. It wasn't as though they could tell him to leave. He had a right to be there, so he stayed where he was. As it grew lighter, the people below gathered in a circle, and Willie squinted as he saw someone move to the center. He appeared to be dressed in native clothes, but not like the kind Willie saw in the movies. He couldn't make out the details, but in the movies, the Indians always wore huge headdresses, carried bows and arrows or spears, and walked around shirtless with decorative breastplates. None of these people looked like that, but Willie did notice a few shirtless boys about his age riding horses without saddles. He wondered if Midnight would let him ride that way, and decided Midnight probably would, but his grandfather would have a fit. The circle grew larger as everyone came together. Even the people on horseback got down and joined in. Sounds welled up from the crowd, and Willie strained to hear what was being said, but he couldn't understand the words that reached his ears. The man in the circle raised his hands. A scent reached his nose. Something burning, but it smelled good and comforting. Willie inhaled to catch the scent once more as the man began to speak.